Tonight we will look at the book of Jude. The book of Jude only has one chapter.
这一章的主题也是非常明确的。
And the theme of this chapter is also very evident.
弟兄姊妹，你看犹大书在书信上面是最末了的一封书信。
You see that epistle-wise, it's the last epistle.
当然，其实我们也是把它看作书信，不过它不是一般的书信。
Even though Revelation is, we look at it as a letter, but it's not a common letter.
犹大书既然在书信里摆在幕后。
Jude, the book of Jude is placed at the last part of the Bible.
圣灵做这样的安排，也就有它的意思在。
And the Spirit did this thing because it has a will.
虽然犹大书里面的信息并不是什么很叫人激动的信息。
Even though the message of Jude is not something very magnificent, very exciting.
但是犹大书的信息 确实对我们有一个非常明确的提醒。
But in Jude, the message is a very good reminder to us.
叫我们在跟随主的路上受保护。
And a path before the Lord may be protected.
我们先来看一看犹大是谁。
Well, maybe we should first look at who is Jude.
犹大书大概是在主后67年左右写的一封信。
Jude, the book of Jude is written approximately 67 years after our Lord.
大概也是主复活以后30年左右。
Approximately 30 years after our Lord has resurrected.
在那一个时候，教会里边已经开始发生好些难处。
And this time, the church has already a few problems.
这是难处主要是在真理的辨明上面。
These difficulties are upon the truth.
主的灵就用着犹大也写了这样的一封书信。
So the Spirit of the Lord used the Epistle of Jude to talk about this.
这封书信跟彼得后书非常类似。
This letter is very similar to 2 Peter.
都是照着那一个方向来发表。
It reveals the same contents.
但是不同的重点。
But the emphasis is different.
那犹大是谁呢？
And who is Jude?
我们看看第一节，耶稣基督的仆人雅各的弟兄犹大。
We look at the first verse, Jude, bondman of Jesus Christ and brother of James.
就是你看到犹大是谁？
And who is Jude?
那当然，在服事上面来说，他是主的仆人。
In terms of ministry-wise, he is the bondman of Christ.
但如主的关系啊。 有一个非常特别的地方。But
his relationship with the Lord has a very special pattern.
但是在属灵的事上是不说肉身的关系的。But
in spirit-wise, it does not speak upon the relationship.
Spiritual.
In spiritual things, it does not speak in terms of a fleshly relationship.
如果我们要看肉身的关系,
if we are to look upon the relationship of the flesh.
犹大在这里说他是雅各的弟兄。
Where here says that he's the brother of James.
那雅各是谁呢？
And who is James?
雅各就是我们的主的弟兄。
And James is a brother of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
在雅各书也好。
No matter if it's in James.
在犹大书也好。
Or Jude.
这两位我们的主的肉身的弟兄给教会写信的时候,
these two brothers of our Lord Jesus Christ, when he writes the letters,
他们都隐藏他们和主这个肉身的关系。
They hide their fleshly relationship with our Lord.
连提都不提。
And they don't even mention it.
因为这一件事情在属灵的事上面是没有什么意思的。
Because this kind of relationship in spiritual matters does not have a significance.
所以他们只是说出他们是服侍主的人。
So they just say they are the servants of the Lord.
是耶稣基督的仆人犹大。
Is the bondman of our Jesus Christ Jews.
但是有很多的犹大。
But there are many Jews.
那究竟是哪个犹大呢？
So which Jude is it?
为什么要说明是哪一个犹大？
But to discern, in order to discern which Jude is it?
他就提出是雅各的兄弟。
So he mentioned he's the brother of James.
那就像有很多西方人。
It's like a lot of American people.
他们 Western
people.
他们并不注意他们的父亲是谁。
They do not emphasize who the father is.
他们是看重是留意的是是谁的儿是哪一个是哪一个做母亲的儿子。
But they emphasize is the son of which mother.
因为在美国在西方来说人的名字不像我们中国人那么丰富。
Because in Western terms, the last name is not as important.
Different last names.
他们有的名字只是有限的不多的几个。
They do not have too many last names.
你要是跑到街上去大声喊一声 Young.
If you go out and just yell Young.
或者大声喊一声这个雅各。
And if you go out to say James.
那你一定会发觉好多人要答应你。
And you will find that a lot of people will answer you.
因为几乎满街满巷都有约翰有雅各。
Because there are a lot of Johns and James, the first names are common.
这个主任有一个刚信主的一个托信的朋友。
Last week we have a new believer.
他来找到我，他说：“王秘书，你能不能替我起一个英文的名字？”
Last time he came to brother came to me and asked me to name a name for him.
我要一个名字是很少人用的。
That he said that he would desire a name that not too many people will have.
我说你要找英文名字很少人用的，这个就很难了。
If you try to find a name that is scarce, that's very difficult.
所以你去银行里开户口的时候，他那你要填一个表，那个表里面有一项就是你母亲的 maiden name 是什么。
That's why when you go to open a bank account, and the application usually would ask you your mother's maiden name.
要用着这一个来确定你的身份。
They would use this name to discern who you are exactly.
是犹大在这里提到我是雅各的弟兄。
So right here, Jude mentioned that he's the brother of James.
也就是印证他是谁。
And it is to identify who he is.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
我们在书信上面看到两位。主肉身的弟兄，他们在发表他们自己的时候，他们把他们与主的肉身的关系是隐藏起来。
That both of our brother Jude and James, they hide their identity when it comes to writing these letters.
不像地上的人，只要有机会总是拉上人中间的关系。
It's not like men upon this world who likes to use fleshly relationship to.
我们感谢主，在开头就给我们看见一个属灵的功课。
We thank the Lord that first when we look at this, that we see the spiritual lesson.
看重属灵的关系过于肉身的关系。
That we emphasize on the spiritual relationship more than the fleshly relationship.
但是弟兄姊妹不要误会。这个不是等于说不管肉身的关系。
But brothers and sisters, do not mistaken that we do not
that we even to a point neglect the earthly relationship.
我们在属灵的事上面，我们是看重属灵的关系过于属地的关系。
But in terms of spiritual matters, we emphasize spiritual relationship more than the fleshly relationship.
我想这个也是我们弟兄姊妹们中间很自然的一件事情。
I think this is also a natural pattern in brothers and sisters.
我们从前有很多朋友。
Before we have a lot of friends.
我们有很多同学。
We have a lot of colleagues.
或者是其他的关系的人。
Or other relationships.
没有信主，没有认识主以前，我们和这些人来往也许是很密的。
Before we believe in the Lord, our relationship with these people are very close.
但是我们得救了以后。
But after our salvation.
我们就多认识了一些主里的弟兄姊妹。
We know more brothers and sisters in Christ.
很自然的，慢慢。你就发觉在弟兄姊妹们中间的那一种感觉，那一个关系就超越过从前所有的那些朋友同学什么关系。
And very naturally, we feel the relationship between brothers and sisters are much more intimate than the other friend, and than the other relationships we had.
当然我们晓得在弟兄姊妹中间我们有共同的生命。
Of course, we know thatWithin brothers and sisters, we have the same life.
因着这个共同的生命，我们有共同的言语。
Because of the same life, we communicate also the same.
并且有共同的生活内容。
And the content of our life is also the same.
更重要的是有一个共同的追求的目标和方向。
And we also have the same goal.
而没有人世间的利害关系。
But yet, we do not have the...The worldly relationship.
我们感谢主，这是神儿女们的那个关系，很自然的是如此的发展起来的。
We thank the Lord because the relationship in Christ between brothers and sisters grows very naturally.
那所以在犹大写信的时候，他就隐藏了他自己肉身的关系。
So when Jude write upon this letter, he hid himself.
他写信给神的儿女。
He wrote this letter to the brothers and sisters.
但是我想，他写这一封收他这一封信的人，恐怕也不一定完全认识犹大。
But very possibly the children of God who received this letter might not know Jude.
当然也是犹大不完全知道他们。
And possibly Jude does not know them all.
但是因为是在主里面。
But because we are all in Christ,
他们就有了交通。
So they have communication.
他们就有了彼此的劝勉。
They have fellowship and exhortation.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
你看收信的人没有说是给谁。
We see that the letter did not say exactly to who.
没有说是给哥林多的教会。
It did not say specifically to the church in Corinth.
也没有说是给 San Bruno 的教会。
And it didn't say to the church at San Bruno.
也没有说是给弯曲的众教会。
And it didn't say to the fellowships in the Bay Area.
没有一个固定的收信的人。
There's no specific person that receives the letter.
但是你看里面所包括的就是所有蒙神保守的神儿女。
But we see that the people who receive this is all those who are being kept in the Lord.
这是教会。
This is the church.
这个是基督的身体。
This is the body of Christ.
犹大这一个交通是交通在基督的身体。
The Jude, this fellowship is to fellowship within the body of Christ.
交通在神儿女们的生命的实际的里头。
It's to fellowship within the contents, within the life of the children of God.
那我们开始来看看。
When we look at this,
犹大在圣灵的感动的底下写这一封信的目的在什么地方？
Now what is the purpose when Jude write this letter?
我们可以说第三节就是第三节就是那个目的。
We can see that verse 3 shows this theme.
然后底下就提出几件事情。
And underneath, it shows several matters.
那几件事情都是为着第三节。
And these things is to write because, for, to write for the, verse 3.
那第三节究竟说什么呢？
And what does verse 3 say?
就这里看到犹大是非常敞开的，开门见山就说了。
And we see Jude write this very openly.
他说我写信给你们，论到我们一同得着救恩的时候。
And it says, I write to you of our common salvation.
我不得不，我必须要写信劝你们。
That I have been obliged to write to you.
劝他们什么呢？
What to exhort you for, in what?
这一句话接上去的那两句话就是犹大书的主题。
These two sentences is the topic of the book of Jude.
要为从前一次交付圣徒的真道竭力的争辩。
To contend earnestly for the faith once delivered to the saints.
我弟兄姊妹们，在这里我们要留意了。
We need to take note here.
留意什么呢？
Take note of what?
这一个圣灵的托付。
That the spirit's burden here. What's entrusted by the spirit here?
是托付他，托付一件什么？
Is to entrust what?
托付给什么人？
Entrust to who?
许多的时候我们不自觉的以为圣灵在这里的托付是给特殊的人。
A lot of times we feel that what the spirit, who the spirit entrusts is to a few people.
或者是教会的长老。
Maybe it's to the elders of the church.
或者是一些传信息的人。
Maybe it's to those who share the gospel.The message.
最低限度是称得上叫做教会的领袖。
And usually it, at least it's to those who are the supposedly the leaders in the church.
但是不是。
But it's not this way.
弟兄姊妹，留意这一封信是写给所有神的儿女们的。
Right here, we see that the letter is written to all the children of God.
让每一个神的儿女都看见神托付给他们有一件事情。
That each child of God may see that God has entrusted to them something.
就是要为着神的真道来征战。
And that is to contend earnestly for the faith.
弟兄姊妹们，在这里我们要留心。
Right here, we need to take note.
神的真道从还没有启示以前就已经引动了属灵的征战。
The truth of God, even though when it's not yet revealed yet, but it has already initiated the spiritual warfare.
不是要等到这个征兆发表出来以后，哎呀，这个征战才开始。
It's not until it's revealed, then the spiritual warfare begins.
就是我举个例子，弟兄姊妹，马上你就能理会。
We could use an example.
但以理在被掳中为着犹大的前途求问主。
Daniel.Before the children of Israel was captured, he asked the Lord. He interceded.
Yeah, regarding the future when they were in captivity.
Well, he asked about the future when they were in captivity.
究竟犹大的前途是怎样？
So what is the future of Judah?
那神就差遣使者来给他答应。
So the Lord sent a messenger to Daniel.
但是那个使者没有及时来到。
But the messenger did not come immediately.
那为什么不能及时来到呢？
Why did he not come immediately?
后来使者来的时候就说出原因了。
So when the messenger came, he spoke forth why it is.
因为他来的中途就碰到一些从撒旦的集团出来的阻挡。
And the messenger explains that because when he comes, he encounters the group that's from Satan, and it hindered him. So he came late.
那弟兄姊妹，从那一件事上回，我们看到
that we could see in this matter
属灵的征战，在神的真道还没有启示出来以前
that the, when the truth is not yet been revealed
仇敌已经用尽各种各样的方法来阻挡
Satan, the enemy has alreadyuse all kinds of methods to try to oppose it.
弟兄姊妹你也记得
Prince, this is remember,
我们是主到地上来的时候要上十字架的
When our Lord comes to the earth, he needs to go to the cross.
他一定要上十字架的
He has to go to the cross.
他不上十字架不行的
He cannot but go to the cross.
但是你看见在他上十字架的 路途上面
But we see as his pathTowards the cross.
你看见撒旦用了多少的方法来挡住他，不叫他上十字架。
We see how many times the enemy used a lot of methods to try to hinder him from going up to the cross.
出生不可不久就叫希律下命令要杀婴孩。
When he was first born, he uses terror to try to kill the our Lord.
To kill the infants.
To kill all the infants. Then we see.
然后我们的主把神的话告诉众人的时候
And when our Lord explains this to his disciples,
人受不了
Men could not accept.
几乎要把他从山顶上推下去，把他甩死。
That man wants to push him off the cliff.
弟兄姊妹，你有看到
吗 ？We also see.
人家有拜他去做王。
Man wants to push him to be the king.
好，弟兄姊妹，你看到这许多的事情，从表面上看来，都好像没有什么特别，那是人之常情。
In the surface, this seems like this is not a great thing.
但弟兄说你看到背后撒旦的手在哪里
But we see at the back is the hand of Satan.
如果杀婴孩的时候那个是成功我们的主就不必上十字架了
If when murdering the infants has been a success, then our Lord would not be able to go to the cross.
如果在山上把他推下去那摔死了他他也不必上十字架了
If our Lord has been pushed down the cliff, then our Lord would not be able to go to the cross.
如果让他坐到宝座上啊，那也不需要上十字架了。
And if our Lord has ascended to the throne already, then he would not need to go to the cross.
但是不是这样。
But it's not this way.
我们的主是要上十字架。
Our Lord needs to go up to a cross.
所以在主的一生的路程上面，你一直看见十字架的那个阴影随着他。
So throughout the path of our Lord on the earth, we see the shadow of the cross upon him.
也就是说，属灵的征战在我们的主的身上没有停止。
And it also speaks forth that the spiritual warfare on him was has never ceased.
现在我们的主复活了。
And now our Lord has been resurrected. He has ascended.
把他的见证托付给教会了。
And he has entrusted this
witness
to the church.
也把他的真道托付给教会了。
And he has entrusted the truth to the church.
那属灵的征战就从主的身上。转移到神儿女们的身上来。
So the spiritual warfare has turned now from our Lord to the church.
撒旦不能再到主的面前去跟主征战了。
And Satan cannot go and battle with our Lord.
但是他能对付打扰跟随主的人。
But he can oppose and to try to hinder and interrupt the children of God.
他有各种各样的方法来。做成他所要做的。
He will use all kinds of methods to try to attain what he wants.
其中顶厉害的就是改变 神的真道。
And one very critical thing is to change the truth.
那么这一个改变可以是增加一点，也可以是减少一点。
This change could be just adding a little or taking away a little.
那当然也包括根本就完全的改变掉。
And also sometimes to even totally changing it.
那正因为这样。
And it's because of this.
圣灵说话了。
The Spirit speaks.
提醒神的儿女们。
To awake the children.
要为着神的真道来站立。来征战。来争辩。
That they might contend earnestly for the truth.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thank our Lord.
神让我们看到每一个属神的人，他们都接受这个托付来维持神的真道的准确。
That all the people of God will try to keep the truth in its purity.
昨天吕姊妹来我家。
Last time, Sister Louis came to my
yesterday.
Our Sister Louis came to my house.
我们交通起来。
We fellowship.
我们的姊妹就说了一件事。
Our sister shared upon one thing.
她说别人怎么说她，或者说一些事情，她都不会关火。
When other people speak to her about certain matters regarding her, not very good things, she does not care.
但是如果她听见有人把神的话语乱讲，她就关火了。
But if someone misinterpret or say something wrong about the truth, then she is very upset.
Angry.
Angry.
我想这样的心思还是神的儿女们还是需要有的。
I feel that we need this kind of feeling.
不过不要花在血气里面就好。
But we try not to express it.
如果我们接触到一些人把神的真道来改变的时候。
When we encounter that when we see people trying to change the truth of God,
我们里面没有感觉的话,
and if we have no feelings inside,
哦，弟兄姊妹们，我就很担心我们在主的面前路走得不对了。
And I will fear that our path before the Lord has not been correct.
我们的心思向着主恐怕也不对了。
And our heart before the Lord is not correct.
那圣灵在这里说到那一个真道的时候，
And when the Spirit talks upon the truth,
它有两件事情我们要很注意。
There are two things that we need to be careful of.
第一个是它这个真道是神交付给圣徒们了。
And we see that this truth is a truth that our Lord has entrusted to the saints.
已经交付给我们了。
Has already been entrusted.
你要推也推不掉了。
You cannot reject it.
你做了一个神的儿女。
You have become the child of God.
你就接受了一个责任来维护神自己的真道。
Then you have accepted the responsibility of keeping the truth.
如果神的儿女们不维护神的真道。
If we do not keep the truth,
神的真道给更改了。
And when the truth is changed,
那么神的工作在地上，尽管有很多很多的发展，但是结果是等于零。
Even though the work seems to be expanding, but it does not count.
那所以我们必须看见神已经把这一个真道交付给我们，我们有一个责任来维护主的真理。
So we must see when our Lord entrusted to us this truth, we have to faithfully keep the truth.
我们留意这里，他说要竭力的争辩。
Right here, it says to contend earnestly.
我们留意在初期教会的时候，弟兄姊妹们的确是在这一点上摆上他们自己。
We see that in the early church, brothers and sisters really sacrificed themselves in this matter.
我们年长的弟兄啊，在一次 相特会上面的交通是提过这么两句话。
In the WCCC, our brothers has mentioned this two sentences.
神并不是要叫我们每一个人都要做一个神道者。
Our Lord did not need all of us to be martyrs.
但是我们每一个人必须要有神道者的那个心意。
But we must have the heart of a martyr.
那弟兄姊妹，我们看这一件事情，在初期教会的时候，的确是非常的明显。
We see that this is become very evident in the early church.
到了现在靠近主回来以前的那的日子里面，你难得看到有很多这样的事情在出现。
But as we see in the late in this late age, before our Lord's coming, we could hardly see this matter anymore.
为什么呢？
Why is this?
是神特别在那个时候兴起一些有这样心思的人，而现在神就不再做这样的工了。
Is it that our Lord raised these people in the beginning of the church age, and now he does not do this anymore?
是不是？
Is it this way?
当然不是。
Of course it's not.
从前神怎样做工，如今神还是一样的做工。
What our Lord has done before, he does the same now.
既然神没有改变，
since our Lord does not change,
那为什么情形不一样呢？
Then why does the situation then change?
弟兄姊妹，如果我们稍微留意一下，
For instance, when we take a little bit notice of it,
我们会发觉其中有一个原因。
We see that there is a reason there.
虽然这个不是唯一的原因，
Even though that this is not the only reason,
但是确实一个很重要的原因。
But yes, it's a very important reason.
乃是神的真道已经给人修改。有修改。
It's because the truth has been altered by men time after time.
就是那些没有把主的真道修改的。
Even though those parts that has not been altered,
也没有一个像从前那些圣徒们那样尊重神自己的真道。
Yet it's not so much emphasized just like the early Christians.
太多太多其他的事情霸占了他们的心思，要他们不那么重视神自己的真道。
Too many things have been upon people's hearts so that to cause them not to emphasize on this.
但是当我们读到这个话的时候，我们里面实在需要受一点的光照。
But yet when we look upon the word, we might be enlightened.
那神的话跟我们的那个关系是怎么的一个关系呢？
What is the word in relationship to us?
是可有可无的吗？
Is it we could have or we don't need it?
是我喜欢就重视一下，我不喜欢我就把它放在一旁。
Is it because when we feel like it, then we'll emphasize it. When we don't, then we won't.
而但愿主给我们能在主话的光的里边看到我们与神的真道的那一个真实的关系。
May our Lord enlighten us to see what is that the actual relationship between us and the Word of God.
我们不重视主自己的话，我们自然就不可能会为主的话竭力去争辩。
If we do not emphasize on the word of God, of course we would not contend earnestly for it.
我们也许会争辩，但是不会竭力。
Even though we might contend, yet it might not be earnestly.
因为那个争辩完全是一个感情的问题。
Because it is all based upon the feelings, emotions.
我信主的，你说我的主不好。
I believe the Lord, but you said my Lord is not good.
你怎么可以这样说？
How can you say this?
是这样争辩呢？
We will contend it this way.
却不是为着真道去竭力争辩。
And it's not contending for the truth earnestly.
当然这个竭力争辩不是跟人吵架。
Of course, this contending is not arguing.
甚至是打架。
And even though to a point fighting.
这不是这个。
not just not like this.
乃是说把真道说清楚。
Is to speak forth the truth clearly.
那为什么要说清楚呢？
Now why do we need to speak it clearly?
难道神的真理不能有所增加的吗？
Isn't it that the truth of God could not be added?
不可减少。
Could not be taken away? Then we could accept this.
不能增加，这个恐怕是应该有点商量的余地吧。
But to add upon it, maybe we think it's still acceptable.
神是那样的好大的。
How great is our God?
他要增加一点点怎么不可以呢？
If he is willing to add upon it a little bit, why can it be?
从前他说的没有说完，现在说清楚怎么不可以呢？
The words he has spoken before has not finished. Why can't he continue to speak upon it now?
弟兄姊妹们注意了。
Then we have to take note this very carefully.
道理是可以。
Theory is okay.
Okay.
Reasoning upon it is okay.
但是事实上却不能这样。
But truthfully, it cannot be this way.
为什么呢？
Why can it be?
用什么留意这里说的话？
We take note of what is said here.
要为从前一次交付圣徒的真道。
It's to contend for the faith once delivered to the saints.
一次就交付完毕了。
And once, and it has already finished delivering.
一次就启示完毕了。
Once and it has finished revealing.
那当然这个一次是指着什么呢？
And what is this once pointing toward to?
乃是指着从创世纪到启示录。
And it talks about from Genesis to Revelation.
这整个的事情。
This whole thing.
在神的启示的里边，神已经把它作为一个完整的事实做完了。
That in this revelation, God has manifested the whole truth.
人不能再在这里增加什么。
Man could not add any more to it.
人也不能在这里减去什么。
Nor man take away from it anything.
尤其是我们读到启示录的时候。
Especially when we read upon revelation.
我们翻去那里看一看，看看这句话的严肃。
We see the severity of this verse in Revelation.
22
Chapter
22
in Revelation. Verse 19.
这书上的预言，这个书上就是指着启示录。
When it says this book, it talks about Revelation.
既然是指着启示录。
And when it talks about Revelation,
你说那就不包括启示录以前的那些了。
Then it does not say upon the other books.
那弟兄姊妹，你千万要注意。
But we have to take note of this.
启示录乃是把将来必成的事说清楚。
Revelation is to speak forth clearly what is to become.
那也就是说，神所要做还没有做完的。
And that is to say, what God has began, he has not finished it.
或者说神已经说过但还没有说完的。
It is also to say that he has said before, but he has not finished saying.
都在启示录里头说完了。
And in Revelation, he has finished his
word. 所以在这里，这书虽然是指着启示录，但实际上面是包括了整个神永远的计划的启示。
So when we say this book talks about revelations, but yes, it is talking about the whole revelation of God.
那我们留意十九节。
When we take note of verse 19.
这书上的预言，若有人删去什么。
If anyone takes from the words of the book of the prophet.
神必从这书上所写的生命树和圣城删去他的份。
God shall take away his part from the tree of life.
那这个就说出不能减少。
That right here is talked about, you cannot take away.
然后十八节。
In verse 18.
我向一切听见这书上预言的做见证。
I testify to everyone who hears the word of this prophecy of this book.
如有人在这预言上加添什么，神必将写在这书上的灾祸加在他身上。
If anyone shall add to these things, God shall add to him the plagues which are written in this book.
弟兄姊妹们，这是很严肃的一个警告。
We see how severe this is.
对于神自己的真道。
When we look upon the truth of God.
没有一个人有权柄去增加或者是去减少。
No one has the authority to add anything or to take away.
如果有人胆敢这样做的话，他在神的面前，他就不能不受神很严肃的对付。
If someone dares to do this, then he will be severely punished by God.
那就是这个。从前一次交付圣徒的真道，这个事实是很重要的一个事实。
So when we say that it's once delivered, this truth is very important.
因为教会的见证
，because the witness of the church,
神儿女的持守
，the perseverance of the saints,
整个的根据就是根据在这一个。一次教父给圣徒的真道上面。
It all has its foundation on this once delivered to the saints.
好，我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
圣灵用的犹大就很重的提醒神的儿女们留意这一点。
The Spirit used Jude to greatly remind brothers and sisters.
尤其是到了末了的时候。
Especially during the end times.
犹大书在整本圣经的差不多到末了，我想圣灵的确是有这个意思在。
When the Spirit used Jude to speak forth this in the late times, there is a reason.
事实上，我们也真的看见，从创世纪到约翰三书为止。
And we see historically from Genesis to the epistles of John.
所有关乎真理的话，神都启示出来了。
All the words concerning the truth has been spoken of.
剩下的犹大书跟启示录有一些事实的发表，但是却没有真理的发表了。
The epistle of Jude and Revelation does speak on some of the contents, but the whole truth has been spoken of already.
那我们感谢神。
We thank our Lord.
那当神的儿女们能看到这样一件严肃的事的。
When the children of God see this severe matter,
圣灵就用着犹大继续说话了。
Then,
有许许多多混到神儿女们中间来的人，他们就做着一些事情要改变神的道。
Because a lot of people have gotten unnoticed and they try to alter the word of God.
甚至是改变我们的主他的身位 personality.
And even to try to change the personality of our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这些改变都是从根就把神的真道来改变，也是从根把神托付给教会的见证来拔出的。
This change is to uproot the truth that's been entrusted to the saints. And
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
We have to take note of this.
所以，圣灵就用着彼得，用着犹大。就说了底下好些话。
So our Lord used Jude to speak much words about this.
把神的儿女们带回一些属灵的历史上面去。
To bring the children of God to the history that has happened.
头一件事情是让神的儿女们去认识在历史上掌管一切的主怎么来处理历史的事情。
To have them to look uponour Lord who governs all things, how does he handle the history?
从第五节到第到第七节这两节。
From verse 5 to verse 7.
提出了三类的人，也就是三个不同的例子。
Talks about three kind of people, and it's from three different parts of the history.
第一个是提到称为神的百姓。
The first one is to speak that those people saved have that been saved.
So-called God's people.
So-called God's people.
另外的一个是堕落的天使。
The second part is talking about the fallen angels.
再有一个就是索多玛俄窝拉那个时候的那个地区的人。
And it talks about the people within Sodom and Gomorrah.
那弟兄姊妹，你在这里就看到，这里提到三批人。
So we see that there are three groups of people.
第一类是与神有点关系的。
First group is those who have some relationship with our Lord.
第二类是在天上服役的灵。
The second are the spirits who submit under the authority, who serve in the heavenlies.
第三类就是地上根本不把神放在眼里的人。
The third one is those people who does not take note at all what God does.
这三类的人有一个共同点。
All these three groups of people have the same point.
就是不服神的话语的权柄。
The same characteristic is not to obey to the word of, to the authority of the word.
说得更清楚一点就是不信。
To speak forth clearly is to not believe.
那这三等人就说明一个很重要的事实。
These three group of people speak forth a very important matter.
这是出离埃及的以色列人。
That this truth is talks about these people coming out of Egypt.
如果从经历上面来说，我们说他们离开埃及就是得救了。
Experience wise, we see that when they come up Egypt, it means that they're saved.
但是他们当中有一批人却不能进迦南。
Yes, there are that group of people who cannot go to the land of Canaan.
如果从神整个的救赎的那个事实来看，那这一批人是蒙了拯救，但却没有到神所要的结果。
But looking upon the salvation of our Lord.These are those people who have been saved, but did not enter the will of God, the blessing of God. They are called the people of God.
但是不因为他们称为神的百姓，神就说，哦，既然你们都离开埃及了，好了，都给你们。
But it did not say because they are the people of God that they left Egypt, then.I'll give you everything.
但是没有。
But it didn't happen.
神说他们在路上，神就把他们毁坏了。
We see once they escape of Egypt, they were destroyed.
那我想我们中文把它翻成灭绝是翻得过火了一点。
In English, when it says destroyed, it's a little bit severe.
把它翻成毁灭了。那就差不多，这个毁灭是肉身的毁灭。
But the destruction is talking about only the flesh.
如果灭绝啊，那他们连得救的机会都没有了。
If it's total annihilation, then they don't have a chance for salvation.
我们看索多玛、俄窝拉的人，神的公义显出来对付他们，我们没有难处。
When we look at Sodom and Gomorrah, when God's righteousness is put upon them, we do not have any words.
堕落的天使等候将来的审判，我们也没有难处。
Those angels who have been fallen, awaiting for the judgment, we do not have much word for.
我们说神啊，你的公义应当是如此的执行。
We say to God that the righteousness of God should happen this way.
但是我们不说以色列人。我们把以色列人的那一个原则用到我们身上来。
It's hard for us to use the experience of the Israelites to use upon ourselves.
我们就觉得我们已经得救了。
We feel that we have been saved.
啊，我们在神面前守不守住神自己的话呢？这个就不太重要了。
Whether or not we keep the truth of God, that is not as important.
但是神说，你看，他们那些离开了埃及的人，在旷野还是要倒地。
But we see that these people who have left Egypt, they died, on the other place.
我们看，如果他是出埃及的以色列人，我们说，哎，那也是应该。
When we see that they who escaped out of Egypt, then it's maybe it's fine.
但是如果把那个原则用到我们身上来的时候，我们就说，哦，这个不大可以。
But when we use their situation and apply it on us, it's not as well put.
因为我们已经得救了。
Because we feel that we are already been saved.
我们已经离开埃及了。
We have left Egypt.
神不能不可以这样严厉地对待我们。
God cannot deal with us this severely.
弟兄姊妹，神并不是很愿意严厉对待我们。
For instance, God does not want to deal with us.
他既然为我们舍去了他自己的儿子，他怎么会很严厉地来对待我们？
He even sacrificed his only son for us. How would he want to deal with us that severely?
但若是我们像那批以色列人那样子来，用不信来顶撞神。
But if we are to be like these Israelites, to have this disbelief against God.
宁愿放弃迦南，要回埃及。
If you were to leave behind Canaan and go back to Egypt.
这个怎么可以呢？
How could this be?
你说他们可以，我们说我们不会做这样的事。
We say we will not do the same.
弟兄姊妹，不见得。
But yes, is it so?
我们一直说，在神的救恩的里头，神是预备我们每一个人都要与他同坐宝座的。
We see that in the truth, God desires us to be enthroned with him.
要与神的儿子一同得荣耀。
That we may receive the glory with his son.
如果我们是得救的，但是我们却没有预备我们自己能接受与神的儿子同得荣耀。
If we are saved, but yet we do not prepare ourselves to receive the glory with our Lord.
那不就是我们在还没有到达与主同坐宝座的时候，我们就毁坏了我们自己吗？
Then it is so that before we have attained that glory, that we have already corrupted ourselves.
你说是神毁坏我们，还是我们自己毁坏我们？
Did God corrupt us, or did we corrupt ourselves?
很显然是我们自己毁坏我们自己。
Very evidently that it's we who did.
那在这三类的人的里面，弟兄姊妹，你看到这个共同的事实。
So in these three groups of people, we see a same point that is happening.
那就是不信神的话。
And that is disbelieving God's word.
说具体一点就是说不服神的权柄。
Or to be disobedient to the authority of God.
结果呢？
And the end?
三类的人都在神的面前接受了，或是等候接受了。神公义的追讨。
Then we see that all three of them at the end receive the punishment from God's righteousness.
弟兄姊妹们，这圣灵在这里要给我们看见那一位不会伤害他自己的公义的神。
Truth will let us see that.God will not do harm to his righteousness.
No, 神既然不会让他的公义受损害。
Since we see that God will not allow his righteousness to be harmed,
他不以有罪为无罪。
He would not see sin as no sin.
那因此他对那些在神面前过不来的事情，他一定追讨。
So those people who disbelieve in this, God will judge them.
是正因为这样。
It's because of this.
那我们对维持一次交付圣徒的真道，竭力争辩的这一个点上，我们不能 随便了。
Then we will see right here about contending earnestly for the faith once delivered. We will not take this lightly.
然后从第八节开始说了一大堆的话。
Then from verse 8, we see much word is said.
就说到这样的人。
It's talking about these people.
在神的眼中神怎么看他们。
In God's eye, how does God see them?
那当我们这样看这些事的时候。
When we look upon this,
你留意到这些人他们是怎么看自己的。
We see how these people look upon themselves.
那很显然是两件不同的事情。
We see that it's very different, two different matters here.
神的话在这里说。
God's word says here,
这些人，这是改变神话语的人，这是不尊重神话语的人。
These people who changed the word of God, who does not look up upon the word of God.
他们实际上是一个做梦的人。
That these are dreamers.
都是活在自己的幻想里边。
That they live in their dreams.
什么人会活在自己的幻想里边？
What kind of people would live in their dreams?
没有神的人就活在自己的幻想。
Those people who does not have God would live upon their imagination.
他高兴有神，他就说没有神。
They do not like God, so they say there is no God.
他们不把神放在眼里，他们就随便的放纵人的自己了。
They have no fear for God, so they do whatever the flesh wants them to.
所以神说这些人是做梦的。
So God describes them as these people who dream.
他们是完全活在那个幻想的里边。
That they totally live in their imagination.
完全是根据人的自己来决定一切的行动。
That they do everything according to man.
说一些话亵渎神。
That they speak railings against.Dignities.
说一些话欺负人。
They speak against other people.
根本就不理会那些事情对或是不对，只要他自己喜欢的就叫做对。
They do not care what is right or wrong. Whatever that pleases them, they see it as right.
一点不知道什么叫做神的权柄。
They do not.At all understand what is God's authority.
所以圣灵用着犹大说出一件事情是我们从前不知道的。
So the Spirit used Jude to say something that we never noticed.
只是犹大书这里说到的。
It only speaks for this in Jude.
当摩西在尼泊山上死去的时候。
When Moses died on the mountain,
我们从旧约里头我们知道一件事。
In the Old Testament, we know one thing.
是神亲自埋葬摩西。
That it is God who buried Moses.
我们就是知道这么一点点。
And that's all we know.
摩西死了。
Moses died.
神就埋葬他。
And God buried him.
不是摩西的儿子们去埋葬他。
It's not the sons of Moses who buried him.
是神自己去埋葬他。
God himself buried him.
当然这个是一个好大好大的恩典。
Of course, we see this is a magnificent grace of God.
神来为他的仆人料理他的身后事。
That God would do the burial services for his own servants.
但是我们却不知道那个过程是怎样。
But we do not know how the process has gone.
但是犹大书就给我们看到一件事。
But Jude let us know this thing.
当摩西死了。
When Moses died,
我们不知道为什么原因。
We do not know for what reason.
撒旦要来抢摩西的尸体。
That the devil wants to gain the body of Moses.
谁不让他抢去？
God does not allow him to do so.
说天使长米迦勒就来干预这个事。
And so Michael, the archangel, come and interrupt us.
这个圣经在别的地方没有记载。
This matter is not recorded in any other part of life.
所以我们不知道那个过程。
So we do not know what has gone through.
也不知道那个原因。
And we do not know what the reason is.
我想。
But what I feel.
当然这个不能为准，只是想想而已。
This is just for meditation.
撒旦要抢夺摩西的尸首啊。
That Satan wants the body of Moses.
只有一个目的。
There's only one reason.
要叫摩西的尸首成为偶像在以色列人中间。
That the body of Moses may become an idol to the Israelites.
除了这个原因，撒旦抢夺摩西的尸首有什么作用呢？
Other than this, what is the purpose of Satan gaining the body of Moses?
但是神不允许他这样。
But God does not allow him to do so.
那米迦勒就来干预。
So Michael, the archangel, came and interrupted.
那米迦勒来对付撒旦，当然是可以。
Michael, to come against Satan, of course this is all right.
但是圣灵在这里记下这一件事情。
But right here, the Spirit records this matter.
米迦勒并没有跟撒旦面对面的在那里吵架或者打架。
Michael did not face to face argue or fight with the devil.
当然我们想象得到撒旦一定是很凶的。
But of course we could understand that the devil is very fierce.
因为他没有神的权柄。
Because he does not have the authority of God.
他也不服神的权柄。
He does not obey to the authority of God.
根本就不承认神的权柄。
Does not accept the authority of God.
所以他是为所欲为的。
So he could do anything he desires.
但是米迦勒就不是。
But Michael is not the same.
他是服在主权柄底下的。
He is obedient to the authority of God.
他虽然来干预这件事。
Even though he disputes with the devil in this matter.
但是他知道处理这个事情的权柄是在神。
But he knows the ultimate authority is in God's hand.
他不能越过主的界限去代替主。出什么主意做什么工。
He cannot cross the boundary to determine things to replace himself with our Lord.
所以他只是说主责备你。
So he just said, the Lord rebuke you.
你留意圣灵在这里说，就是米迦勒他也不敢说违反的话。
So right here says evenMichael, the archangel, does not dare to bring a railing judgment against him.
只是说主责备你。
He just said, the Lord rebuke thee.
那为什么他不
说一个
更严厉的话？
Why didn't he say something more severe?
他知道权柄不是在他手里。
He knows that the authority is not in his hands.
处理的权柄是在神手里。
The real authority is in God's hands.
他不敢越过主的界限。
He does not want to cross the path.
但是这些人他们在做梦。
But these people who dream,
他们根本就不理会神。
They do not take note of God.
所以他们什么话都做得出来，什么事都做得出来。
So they dare to say anything they want, do anything they desire.
好了，现在我们来留意了。
So when we see this,
按人看来，这些人啊，在人中间是意气风发的，就是很威风的。
We see that these people before men, they seem very powerful.
人也觉得哦，他们是有权有势在人中间。
And people look up to them that they have authority.
那弟兄姊妹，你看神怎么看他们
？But how does God look upon them？
神说啊，这些人啊，他们和没有理性的牲畜是一个样子。
That they are just like irrational animals。
那我中文不是翻成没有灵性的这个不是很准确啊，是没有理性的。
That they are irrational animals。
就跟虽然他们在人中间好像很威风，但是神说那跟牲畜差不多。
Even though they seem powerful before men, yet they are just like animals in God's eyes.
那为什么神这样说呢？说出他们的光景呢
？Why does God say what the situation is?
神指出这些人为什么会这样做
God point out why these people had done this.
那所以神又在这里又说出了一些事情。
So God continued to speak some more.
又是三类事情。
Again, it's three different matters.
十一节你看，神说他们有祸了。
In verse 11, it says woe to them.
为什么有祸呢？
Why would there be trouble to them?
第一，他们走了该隐的道路。
Because they have gone in the way of Cain.
那什么叫做该隐的道路？
Now, what is the way of Cain?
以自己为重要。
To look upon themselves as the most important.
第二，又为利望巴兰的错谬里直奔。
This is giving themselves up to the error of Balaam for reward.
什么叫做巴兰的错谬呢？
What is the error of Balaam?
以利益为先。
To see the reward as
the benefit.
To see the benefit as the most important.
巴兰的故事弟兄姊妹知道，他晓得神的意思不是这样，但是为了要得着许许多多的金银财宝，他不管神。
We see that what God had desired Balaam to say is not what he desired to say, but he for the reward, he for his own benefit, he wants to say what he wants.
我只要我得到利益就对了。
If I gain the benefit, then all is fine.
这是巴兰。
That's Balaam.
然后又说，在可拉的背叛中灭亡。
This is the perish and the gainsayings of Korah.
什么叫做可拉的背叛呢？
What is the rebellion of Korah?
那就是以自己为主。
And that is seeing the self as the most important.
我们晓得可拉的事就是他们不服摩西跟亚伦两个人在神面前所接受的托付。
Korah refused to receive authority of Moses and Aaron.
Refused to receive the authority of Moses and Aaron.
要他们自己做主。
That they want to have the authority.
去代替主的安排。
To replace the arrangement of God.
这个是可拉。
That is Korah.
所以就在这里就提了三件事情，看自己为重要，看利益为优先，看这个权柄，看自己就是那个权柄。
So we see the all these three things, the self-centeredness, to look at the benefit as most important and to try to gain the authority for themselves.
但事实上在神的眼中是怎么一回事呢？
But how is this in God's eyes?
神说他们如果与你们一同作息啊，他们就是一个条石。
That if they are to have the last feast between you, they are just like the sunken rock.
并不要叫你们受难处的。
They are destined to lead you into trouble.
他因为这些人只是喂养自己，他不管人的。
Because they just pasture themselves.
他们就好像没有雨的云彩，好看是好看，但是却对地没有滋润的。
They are clouds without water. They cannot give moisture to the land.
因为是不能给人滋润的，所以是轻飘飘的，风一吹就没了。
Because they cannot give benefit to others.So once the wind comes, they are gone.
他们是秋天没有结果子的树，不能给人有供应的，应该供应人的时候却没有供应的。
They are autumnal trees without fruit, supposedly to give benefits to others, but they did not.
所以他们实在是死两次了。
So they are twice dead.
就是什么叫死两次
Prince, this is what does it mean twice dead?
弟兄姊妹，这真很有意思。
This is very meaningful.
弟兄姊妹，你晓得，我们读启示录就有一个词叫做第二次的死。
Prince, just understand this, that in Revelations we see the second death.
什么叫做第二次的死
？What is the second death?
那就是经过白色大宝座审判以后要进到火湖的人，那个是第二次的死。
That is upon the final judgment upon the throne, then after that, they are cast upon the lake of fire.
第一次的死就是肉身的死。
The first death is the death of the flesh.
第二次的死乃是灵魂体一同死。
The second death is the body, the soul, and the spirit all die.
就是永远的灭亡。
And that is eternal damnation.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你看到，就是人虽然人中间威风，但是神说他们的实在的光景是如此的。
We see that even though in man's eyes they are powerful, yet the actual situation, we see how they are.
那底下还有一些描写，但是总归起来就是说，他们的前途就是有墨黑的，有墨黑的幽暗为他们永远留存。
The following has more descriptions, but we see that the end, what is reserved for them, is the gloom of darkness for eternity.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
主给我们看见。
Lord, let us see.
那些对付神的人，改变神的作为的人，在地上也许是有权有势。
Those who oppose God, who try to alter, the work of God, they on earth, they seem powerful.
但是在神的眼中，他们如同没有。
But in God's eyes, they are like nothing.
底下还说了一些话。
At the end also says about this.
我轻轻点一下就够了。
I just slightly point to this.
有一件事也是过去的圣经没有提的，只有这里提的。
There's also some matters that is not mentioned in other part of the Bible, but just here.
那就是关乎以诺所预言的事情。
It's about the prophecy of Enoch.
那以诺预言什么呢？
Now what does Enoch prophesy?
弟兄姊妹记得以诺是与神同行三百年的那一个。
Now we recall that Enoch is the one who walked with God 300 years.
他生下一个孩子叫做马古撒拉，是对那一个世代提出了警告的。
A son was born to him, Methuselah, who is to warn.Warn the people in that generation.
那现在犹大在这里又再发表一件事情。
And right here, he once again, opened up one, reveal one secret.
以诺那个时候就说到，将来主在荣耀里降临的时候，主一定处理这一切不敬虔的事。
Enoch talks about is this.Behold, the Lord has come amidst his holy myriads to execute judgment against all and convict all the ungodly of them of the works of ungodliness.
这个话就回应了上边说到神一定不会伤害他自己的公义的这一个意思了。
All these things speak forth one truth, and that is God will not do harm to his righteousness.
所以到末了圣灵就借着犹大对弟兄们说一些具体的事情。
So at the end, Jude talks realistically, practically something to the children of God.
头一样就提醒我们，在末世必有好讥诮的人，这跟彼得提醒我们的完全是一样。
And the first thing is at the end times, do not be like those mockers.
他们这些人说许许多多无聊的话。
These people speak much vain things.
说许许多多败坏人信心的话。
Speak much things to destroy the faith of people.
神的儿女们面对这样的环境的时候，那怎么办？
What do God's people, how would God's people react with these people?
弟兄姊妹仍然是彼得后书的信息。
Brothers and sisters, it's just the same as 2 Peter.
不要让眼见的事物来打乱我们。
Do not allow the things before our eyes to corrupt ourselves.
在肢体那一方面，二十节。
Positively, verse 20.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里多方的祷告。
Beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God.
这是什么？
What is this?
自己那一方面在神话语里面下功夫。
Positively, do much diligence in God.
把我们的信心扎根在神自己的话语上。
Set our roots on the word of God.
叫一切在我们周围发生的事情，我们都能用作成自己的话，好像一个筛子一样去过滤过滤。
Now, we may use the word of God just like a sieve to sieve out all the things around us.
用作成自己的话来建立我们自己。
Using the word of God to build up ourselves.
在神的话以外，我们不以那些做根基。
Outside the word of God, we do not use these things as foundation.
一切的根基都是神自己的话语。
That the foundation is just laid upon the word of God.
也就是神的自己。
And that is God himself.
维持时刻在神面前的交通。
Keep ourselves in the fellowship with our God.
这样就保守我们自己藏在主的爱。
Then this will keep us in the love of God.
这样就叫我们所有的指望没有离开我们的主耶稣。
And that would help that our hope will not leave upon Christ himself.
因为一切改变真道的事实就是要改变基督的所事和基督的所做。
Because all thingsthat alters the truth is to change the truth, what Christ is and the work of Christ.
我们确实持定我们的主，做我们的追求的方向、道路和目的。
But we hold fast our Lord and his path.
然后对有一些人在你周围的，你怎么去与他们相处呢？
So how do we live before the people around us?
有些人存疑心，你们要怜悯他们，同情他们。
Some people who have and of some have compassion. Making a difference.
可能的话帮助他们脱离那一种疑惑。
And if possible, save them out of the snatches, the fire.
另外有一些人，你们要尽力去把他们抢救出来。
And some, you have to earnestly save them out.
但是有一些人，你们却要非常小心的去避开他们。
And some of them you have to keep away from them very carefully.
虽然盼望他们能苏醒，但是却不能和他们在一起。
Even though you desire that they may turn back, yet you cannot be with them.
因为他们的作为。你沾染上一点点都不得了。
Because what their works is, you cannot even touch it.
那这样一来，那是神儿女们要站立在神的见证的地位上，是不是很难承担呢？
Then is this burden too great for the saints to stand?
感谢主，最末了的时候圣灵借着犹大的口给我们，借着他的鼻给我们看见很宝贝的一件事。
Thank God at the end, God used the pen in Jude's hands to show forth a very precious matter.
是什么事呢？
What is this?
我们能站立，其实不在乎我们。
We can stand, it's actually not because of ourselves.
而在乎神的自己。
Because of God himself.
因为神拯救我们的时候，他是要救我们到底的。
Because when God first delivered us, he is to save us to the uttermost.
他既然爱世间属自己的人，就爱他们到底。
that he loved the people on in this world and he loved them to the end.
希伯来书又说他救他们就救他们到底的。
In Hebrews, it says, he saved them and he saved them to the end.
什么叫做到底呢？
What is to the end?
到底就是说神所要做的神完全的做成在我们的身上。
To the end, it is to say that what God begins to do, he is to complete it, to finish it in us.
这就叫做到底。
That is to the end.
如果用救恩的三个主要的那个内容来说。
In the content of the salvation.
得救得胜得赎。
To be saved, to overcome and to be redeemed, and redemption.
都是神做的。
It's all God's grace.
都是神自己要做成功的。
It's all done by God.
所以在这里也是说到这个。那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜站在他荣耀之前呢？
As it is said here, but to him that is able to keep you without stumbling and to set you with exaltation blameless before his glory.
既然是神自己要做成这件事情。
So we see that our God needs to finish this work.
我们能维持自己在他的那一边。
When we keep ourselves on his side,
那他就有机会把我们做成他所要做的。
Then he will have the chance to finish what is needed to be finished in us.
并且我们还要留意一件事情。
Also, we need to take note of one fact.
在神做成这样的一件事情的过程里。
In the process of the finishing work of God.
那个关键还是神的儿子耶稣基督。
The key is still our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以在25节你就看见愿荣耀威严能力传领因我们的主耶稣基督归于神。
That's why in verse 25 this is through Jesus Christ our Lord be glory, majesty, might and authority from before the age and now and to all the ages.
那弟兄姊妹在这里给我们看到好几方面的事我轻轻提一提就好。
We see several matters in this.
第一,
the first,
我们能站立在一个悖逆的时代里，我们是以神的信实作为能力。
The only way for us to stand in this wicked age is for us to grasp hope of the faithfulness of God.
那第二件事情,
the second,
我们要看见神是从永远到永远得荣耀的。
We have to see that our God is from everlasting past to everlasting future. He is to be glorified.
弟兄姊妹，注意，神得荣耀是从万古以前，并现今直到永永远远的。
We have to see this. It's from everlasting past till now to everlasting future. He gains that glory.
尽管撒旦不甘心接受这个事实，但是事实就是这样。
Even though Satan does not desire. Does not desire this, yet the fact of this does not change.
尽管人不甘心接受这样的观念，但是神是从万古以前就是得荣耀的。
Even man does not accept this, but God, this fact still not, does not alter.
从永远到永远，他是荣耀的神。
From everlasting past to all the, to the whole age, he deserves the glory.
谁也不能夺去他的荣耀。
No one could take away his glory.
第三件事情。
The third matter.
持定永远与神有交通的路。
We have to stand firm on the path of our Lord.
就是神的儿子耶稣基督。
That path is our Lord Jesus Christ.
那因此我们看见整件事情是神定义。
So we see that this whole thing is arranged by God.
但是是基督去成全。
But it's our Lord Jesus who accomplishes.
我们感谢神。
We thank our Lord.
在犹大书的里面我们能看圣灵给我们看到这一些平常我们 不是太注意的。
That the Spirit allowed us to see something that we do not usually see.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank our God.
主还是会按照他的时间引领我们去站在为着他的一次教父 圣徒的真道接力真理。
The Lord is still desiring to contend earnestly for the faith once delivered to the saints.
他也就负责吸引我们在至圣的真道上建立我们自己。
And he is responsible for us to be able to grow in the truth.
叫我们能坚强地站在他的那一边。
That we may stand courageously on his side.
我们就这样把犹大书读完。
I think we will end the book of Jude here.